We are ready for some state tournament action here on KASM. It's the Cold Spring Rockies taking on Isanti in Milroy. And with the play-by-play, we're going to send it out right now to Kirby Hemish.
Thank you very much, Adam Ray, and a happy early Labor Day weekend to you all. Kirby Hemish with you here on KASM. We started with 48 teams. It's down to 16. Everybody wants to be the last one standing, and it's going to be a fun one here tonight on KASM as the Cold Spring Rockies will take on the Isanti Redbirds in the Sweet 16 of the Class C State Amateur Baseball Tournament. Live here from Milroy Field, the home of the Milroy Yankees, I bring in Kurt Hemish. My name's Kirby Hemish, as I told you. Kurt, everybody wants to be playing right now, September baseball.
Well, when you get to play in the final weekend of the state amateur baseball tournament, that's what everybody's waiting for. And in order to do that, you got to make it to the final 16, and that's what both these teams have done, Kirby.
Our game brought to you tonight by our sports boosters here on KASM, Promotional Resources Incorporated of St. Joe, Cold Spring Bakery, Subway, Willembrinthal, Woken, and Zimmerman of Cold Spring, Avon, and Albany, Painesville Mutual Insurance, Westwind Woodworkers of Cold Spring, Tom Kramer Incorporated, Rambo, Gilliland Chevrolet, and Erkins Water. Adam Ray, technically producing back at the sports studios. He's Kurt Hemish, and I'm Kirby Hemish with you here. As how did these teams get here, Kurt? I know the Isanti Redbirds had a first-round bye, being there with the champions of Region 1, but Cold Spring brought their hitting shoes the first two times through, huh?
Well, they definitely did. They scored 12 runs each game. They won by a score of 12-1 over Starbuck 2 weeks ago tomorrow over in Springfield. And last Sunday over in Springfield once again, Cold Spring scored 12 runs by beating Buckman by a score of 12-8. Isanti got a first-round bye. They were the champions of Region 1, and they defeated Watertown last Saturday by a score of 4-2, Kirby.
Why don't you give me that Isanti starting lineup, Kurt?
For Isanti, the visitors on the scoreboard this evening, leading off the second baseman, Jeff Bowman. Batting second, the shortstop, Joe Tuchowski. Batting third, the left fielder, Wyatt Soderquist. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Logan Collis. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Blaze Hoagie. Batting sixth, the catcher, Nick Hoffman. Batting seventh, right fielder, Brett Tholen. Batting eighth, the designated hitter, Mitch Dunbar. He'll be batting for the starting pitcher this evening, James Green. And batting ninth in center field, Tristan Zimprich.
So there we go. There's the champions of Region 1, the Redbirds of Isanti. We're going to take a timeout right now. 2 minutes for this evening's national anthem. State Tournament Baseball coming up on the way on KASM.
For your next construction, remodeling, or cleanup project, call Tom Kramer Incorporated for all your roll-off container needs. Tom Kramer Incorporated takes pride in offering Central Minnesota residents prompt, professional, and competitively priced roll-off services. With over 600 containers and two locations in Cold Spring and Glenwood, there's a container for every size job. Call today and have a roll-off delivered at 320-685-8226. Tom Kramer Incorporated, serving Minnesota residents since 1938. Good luck to the Central Minnesota teams in the 2020 State Amateur Baseball Tournament. It's the perfect complement to your breakfast, lunch, or dinner. A donut roll or cookie from the Cold Spring Bakery. The Sherman family and their dedicated employees are committed to creating and baking the finest bakery products around. Parents, check out the back-to-school cookies at Cold Spring Bakery, shaped like crayons and apples. And remember to stock your pantry with all the fresh baked bread and buns. It's a sweet treat to have Cold Spring so close to our home. Good luck to all teams playing in the State Amateur Baseball Tournament from the Cold Spring Bakery.
Did you know that the average human will sleep for a total of 26 years? Plus, we'll spend another 7 years of our lives just trying to fall asleep. In addition to sleeping, we'll put on enough miles in our lifetime to drive to the moon 3 times. If we're going to spend that much time behind the wheel, we ought to love our vehicle. Whether seating, safety, or towing capacity is your main priority, Gilliland Chevrolet has you covered. From the all-electric Bolt EV to the Chevy Silverado, and everything in between. Just thinking about your next vehicle purchase shouldn't keep you up at night. Most of our pre-owned inventory is backed by a 5-day money-back or 30-day exchange guarantee, and every new Chevrolet comes with Gilliland's lifetime powertrain warranty, so you can shop with confidence and peace of mind. A good night's sleep is one of the keys to good health, and at Gilliland Chevrolet, we're committed to helping you rest easy when it's time for your next vehicle purchase. Visit us at GillilandChevrolet.com or 3019 West Division Street, St. Cloud. Find new roads.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
We welcome you back to Milroy Field. Kurt, that's going to be the last time I call it that here this evening. The Milroy Yankees, it's kind of a stadium feel. This is Yankee Stadium for the remainder of the evening, okay?
Hey, it sounds good to me. As soon as you walked in, you know you're in the park of the Milroy Yankees. I thought right away, hey, we're going to Yankee Stadium.
Give us that Rocky lineup, Kurt Hemish.
For the Cold Spring Rockies, leading off tonight, playing center field, Tyler Geisinger. Batting second, the first baseman, Austin Duffner. Batting third, the third baseman, David Jonas. Batting fourth, the second baseman, Alex Geisinger. Batting fifth, the shortstop, Jordan New. Batting sixth in left field, Colin Eskew. Batting seventh, the catcher, Kelvin Kaltoff. Batting eighth, the designated hitter, Sam Distel. He'll be batting for the starting pitcher this evening once again for the Cold Spring Rockies, Ryan Hannon. And batting ninth in right field, Brady Lynn.
We had some wind, to say the least, last week in Springfield, last Sunday. I don't know that that flag moved during the national anthem here tonight at Yankee Stadium.
I don't think it did, because last week in Springfield, that flag was actually going upward. It was blowing so hard out, as we found out on Austin Duffner's first home run last weekend. But like you say, two Saturdays ago down in Springfield, the sun was beating on our back. Last Sunday, the wind was blowing straight out. Tonight, it's beautiful.
We're ready to rumble here as Hennon toes the rubber. It'll be Jeff Bauman, Joe Tucholsky, and Wyatt Soderquist for the Isanti Redbirds as Hennon's first offering, missing low for a ball. Can't really beat the vantage point or the evening right now, Kurt, as you are, what, right behind you umping this game, basically?
Well, you pretty much could because you're right in line with the catcher, the pitcher, second base, and the center fielder.
1-0 offering from Hennon is in there for a strike as Bauman, the leadoff man for Isanti. Obviously, the leadoff man is up here to get us going in the first inning as Hennon rocks and fires. Number 11's 1-1 pitch is missing for a ball, now 2-1. For the Rockies in the field, it's David Jonas over at third base. Jordan New, his triumphant return after a bout of food poisoning last week. He's at shortstop. Alex Geisinger at second base. Austin Duffner at first as the 2-1 pitch is popped up. Not a lot of room here at Yankee Stadium, but Kaltoff looks and that'll hit the net, and it'll be a foul ball. This, for our Stearns County League fans listening back at back in Chasm Country, Kurt, this would be a little more Lake Henry than Richmond backstop-wise.
Yes, it would, because it's got the net right there. It's got the overhang. It's got a lot bigger overhang right behind home plate than Lake Henry, but it'd be real similar.
But I was talking room behind home plate.
Yep.
So 2-2 the count is Kaltoff. That's probably an out in Richmond, but here in Milroy, that is just a foul ball and a strike. Hennon gets the sign from his catcher, Kaltoff. The lefty's 2-2 pitch is hit in the air to second base and into right center field for a leadoff single right there, Kurt. That ball just kind of hung up. It seemed like off the bat, Geisinger was going to have a play at second base, but the ball hung up and lands in short right center field.
Yes, it did. It just kind of hung up there long enough, just out of the reach of second baseman Alex Geisinger. Nice leadoff single for the Redbirds.
That'll bring Joe Tucholsky to the plate. Joe, the shortstop for the Isanti Redbirds. As they get the leader on here in the outfield for Cold Spring, I'll set you up there. As Hennon's first offering to Tucholsky, lefty-lefty matchup, he takes a strike. He did move his hand to the middle of the bat, but did not fully square around to bunt as he looks over at Steve Allen, the manager for these Isanti Redbirds. In left field, it's Colin Eskew. Center field, Tyler Geisinger. And in right field, Brady Lynn for Cold Spring. As a pickoff attempt and back safely, with ease, is Jeff Bauman. As Tucholsky, the shortstop for Chanhassen. Chanhassen, the shortstop. I got Redbirds on my mind. The shortstop for Isanti as he squares to bunt there, and that pitch missing low evens us up at 1-1. There was, a little bit of doubt, I guess you would say, Kurt Hemish, with the short week this week as to who is going to get the white one for Cold Spring.
Well, there's always that possibility as who is. But when you come down here and you get in the final weekend, you got to go put your ace on the mound. He did only throw five innings last week and ended up throwing about 113 pitches in that game. So he should be ready to go on 5 days rest here.
Pickoff attempt as back safely at first again is Jeff Bauman. Geisinger's cheating at second. He's hoping to get over to first base and cover up on the bunt as this pitch is bunted foul up the third base line. And Tucholsky in a hole at 1-2. Said it last week, Kurt. Tough guy to hit, tough guy to bunt.
Well, they always say that about Ryan Hannon. He's a tough lefty. Like you said, tough to hit and tough bunt. And he looked like he was squared around well to bunt there, but he just couldn't get it down fair.
The whole ballpark was aware that Tucholsky was going to bunt. And like you said, he did square early as he'll try to find a different way to get Jeff Bauman to second base. as he takes his lead at first. Pretty hefty lead as well, and Hennon notices that and throws over right away, and back safely is Jeff Bowman. As one and two, the count. Leadoff man on for Isanti here, top one. As the 1-2 pitch is cut on and missed, as Tucholsky fooled on that one for a big out number one.
Well, it's a great start there for Ryan Hennon after giving off that leadoff single. Fortunately, Tucholsky wasn't able to get the bunt down, and he ends up throwing that strike three right by him.
Just gassed him up right there. If Tucholsky was sitting off speed or what the scoop was, that brings Wyatt Soderquist to the plate. Soderquist, the left fielder, and another lefty. We've seen some left-handed lineups against Ryan Hennon. Starbuck had, what, five lefties, and I believe Buckman had about five as well.
Yeah, they have, and so far the two of the first three hitters have been left-handers here for the Redbirds, so it'll be interesting to see how many they're going to have.
Logan Callis on deck, I see him. He's swinging right-handed in the on-deck circle as Hennon's first offering to Soderquist is in there for a strike with some stank on it. Isanti, a victory last week over...
They played Watertown, beat him by a score of 4-2, Kirby.
Well, they got a number on that bracket finally, huh?
Yeah, it's not 2-2.
It's at 2-2 last week when we were looking at the bracket. It's like, well, that would have been an interesting game to go to.
Well, actually, the bracket still said 2-2, but I remember what they told me down in Springfield, so I quickly changed that after I printed off the new updates.
One strike pitch is missing from Hennon. Evens our count up at 1-1. The lefty's 1-1 pitch is away with the off speed. Now 2-1. Hennon went the distance in the opening round against Starbuck, going all eight, giving up an unearned run. In the second round last week, he went just five for Cold Spring, and I say just because we've become so accustomed to Ryan going the distance in these state tournament games that he went five last week, giving up five runs. None of those were earned as well. He's got a nice little unearned streak going in state tournament innings as the pitch is fouled into the netting by Soderquist and evens our count up at 2-2. 35 innings consecutive for Ryan Hennon, I believe. Now 35 and a third without allowing an earned run. That'll get you to the final weekend, Kurt Hemish.
Yeah, when you don't give up any runs out of your starting pitcher, that'll bring you a long ways.
So 2-2 the count. Hennon looking for the roll ball here as another throw over. He is not he has not forgotten about Jeff Bowman. As 2-2. Bowman with the leadoff single earlier here in the first inning. As the lefty said, another quick pickoff and a tag at first. They say safe at first base. All the other pickoff attempts, Duffner didn't even apply a tag because Bowman was back so safely. Hennon comes with a quick move there. Duffman applies the tag, but back safely was Jeff Bowman. So count frozen at 2-2 still with one on and one out for Isanti here in the first as that pitch is cut on and missed as Soderquist comes up empty on the Hennon heater and two big strikeouts right there for Hennon.
Well, you said it, two big strikeouts for the second time in a row. He threw that heater right by the guy to go do that after giving up that leadoff single. That's what you want to see out of starting pitcher Ryan Hennon.
So two away and Logan Collis to the plate. He's the cleanup man and he steps into the right-handed batter's box for Isanti. Their pitcher, James Green, did a little throwing in the bullpen here in the first inning as the first offering missing above the letters right there to Logan Collis. Isanti Kurt played Class B ball for quite some time. You and I are no strangers to the B tournament. We've seen these guys down in the B tournament a few years as the 1-0 pitch missing high again. Snap throw from Kaltoff over to first and Bauman back safely.
Well, they were state champs back in 2011 in Class C, and after they won the state in Class C, that's when they moved up to Class B for a few years.
2-0 the count is Hennon falling behind Callis. As the 2-0 pitch that is in there for a strike from Hennon moves our count to 2-1.
It is the eighth state tournament appearance for the Redbirds, Kirby.
This is Cold Spring's fifth appearance, three in the last 5 years. As Hennon set, the lefty goes over to first once again. That's got to be what, eighth throw over?
If not more. He gets a nice little lead over there. He gets real low to the ground, so it makes it a big advantage for him when he dives back in under that tag.
2-1 the count as the lefty comes home with this one. That pitch is in there for a strike, bent in nicely as Logan Callis has that count evened up at 2-2. Good job by Hennon battling back in here. Leadoff man got on for Isanti with a base knock. It went strikeout after that, and Hennon's looking for the trifecta here in the first. The lefty set. No, he comes over to first one more time. As we'll do the 2-2 over again. Jordan New at shortstop, covering second base there as the pickoff attempt. As Hennon set, his 2-2 offering, that is fouled into the netting as Callis stays alive. As the count stays put at 2-2, even though the scoreboard says it's a 2-3 count. Maybe some foreshadowing. 375 to dead center here. About 75 feet shorter of what they have in Springfield, where the Rockies have played their first two games. The 2-2 pitch, that is hit in the air. Oh, foul over by third base. Jonas over for a look, but that ball is out of play. Kind of jogs out a little bit past the third base dugout, Kurt, as gets a little wider there, but still no play for Jonas.
Yeah, and then it narrows back down a lot all the way down the line. It kind of does that down both sides, Kirby.
305 down each line. Got the cornfield in the back. Better looking corn than we saw on the way down. As 2-2 the count once again. Hennon's 2-2 offering. That is popped up in the infield. New right by second base. He'll call. He'll catch cap high. And that retires the Redbirds in the first. They get their leadoff man on, but he goes nowhere from there. No runs on one hit. No Cold Spring Airs. One runner left on base. After a half an inning, it is Isanti 0. Cold Spring coming to bat. You're listening to Cold Spring Rockies State Tournament Baseball Action right here on KASM. We'll be back with the bottom of the first coming up in 60 seconds.
Hi, Don Erkins here from Erkins Water. We at Erkins Water are doing all we can to protect our employees and our customers while helping to prevent the spread of COVID. We are open to help you get that water as soft, clean, and odor-free as you want it to be. Call Erkins Water and let us help. We are seeing more arsenic, tannins, and organically bound iron in waters today. We have the equipment to clean them up. We now have iron filters that use less water to regenerate and still require no maintenance. All of our water softeners and filtering equipment regenerate on water usage, not days. And all of our systems include installation, sales tax, and a free fill of salt. Are you drinking enough water today? Are you concerned about the quality and taste of your water? Are you buying bottled water? Call and ask about our highly efficient reverse osmosis systems that make your water safer and taste better. These new systems do not waste near the water as in the past. Let us get your water as clean, soft, and odor-free as it should be. Erkins Water of Cold Spring.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
We welcome you back to Yankee Stadium on your Friday night. It'll be top of the order for Cold Spring in the bottom of the first. And Kurt Hemish, they're hoping to get their 500 Jordan New into the batter's box. And very nice to see Jordan back in the lineup this week for Cold Spring.
Well, it definitely is. He's batted in the number two hole all year long. But after last weekend, he ended up with food poisoning, not able to come down to the game in Springfield. And they inserted Austin Duffner up from the sixth hole to the two spot. And he ends up hitting three home runs. Ties the state tournament record doing that. It's kind of hard to take him back out of that spot after you see him do that, Kirby.
It is. You kind of earned your way into the two spot right there, as it'll be Tyler Geislinger, Austin Duffner, and David Jonas for Cold Spring. They get the first look at James Green, starting pitcher for the Isanti Redbirds, as Green stands on top of the mountain here in Milroy. Geislinger into the batter's box, and we're ready to rumble in the bottom of the first inning, as the right-hander rocks and fires herky-jerky motion as his first pitch missing up and away to Geislinger. Set the Redbirds up for you in the field, as right back is James Green. He rocks and fires. His 1-0 pitch is cut on and missed by Geislinger to even up at 1-1. At third base, it's Logan Collis. At shortstop, it's Joe Tucholsky. Second baseman is Jeff Bowman. And at first base, Blaze Hoagie. As 1-1 the count to the Rocky center fielder. As Green's 1-1, that is on the corner for a strike to move the count to 1-2. Tyler's had a nice tournament thus far, Kurt.
Yes, he definitely has so far for the Cold Spring Rockies. He ends up having four hits so far in two games for the Cold Spring Rockies.
I think two hits in each game. He had a home run against Starbuck as the 2-2 pitch is slashed foul into the netting. A 1-2 pitch, excuse me, as the count remains at 1-2. In left field for Isanti, it's Wyatt Soderquist. In center field, it is Tristan Zimprick. And in right field, Brent Tholen. Behind the plate is their catcher, Nick Hoffman. And on the mound, the aforementioned James Green. Green ahead on Geislinger at 1-2 with his stirrups on. His 1-2 offering to Geislinger. That's hit in the air to right center field. And that ball will drop, and that ball will run the gap. Center fielder stumbles for a moment. It is a leadoff stand-up double for Ty Guy.
Well, Ty Guy does a nice job. He jumps on that inside fastball. He gives it a ride out to the warning track in center, right center field. The center fielder stumbled for just a second, but he wasn't going to have a play on it to get him at second base as Tyler Geisinger leads off the bottom of the first for the Rockies with that stand-up double.
So they get the leader on, and now the talk of the state tournament. Austin Duffner into the batter's box. Three home run Sunday last week for Duffner. He's got 11 RBIs in the tournament. That leads the tournament. And he's got a chance to knock in a run right here as he looks at a first pitch strike on the corner. Getting dark back home. As if you're listening on KASM AM 1150, you can tune in online at mykasm.com. That listen live tab at the top of the page, or always 107.7 on the FM dial, or 105.5 HD2 if you're losing our signal. As the one strike pitch is off the corner, Kurt, say the scouting report or whatever Isanti has heard through two pitches to Duffner would be soft and away.
Well, he did get a called strike on that first one, but he definitely is way on the outside part of the plate to Austin Duffner here.
They're anticipating him to dead pull. He went left center, right center, and right field with his three home runs in Springfield last week against Buckman. As this pitch is cut on and missed by Duffner, and Duffy's in a hole at 1-2. David Jonas to follow for Cold Spring here in the first inning. They got the leadoff double from Tyler Geisinger. They're looking to get him over and get him in right now. As 1-2 the count. First baseman Hoagie playing deep at first. Second baseman Bowman, he's deep as well. Almost a short right field. As Green set, 1-2 pitch. Duffner out on strikes. Big swing and a miss right there for big out number one.
Well, you said it by a big out right there. He did pitch him on the outside part of the plate the first two, but he came right down the center of the last two and threw them both right by Austin Duffner.
Well, country hardball out in front of the cornfield here. As that brings David Jonas into the batter's box. As Jonas steps in, batting third, playing third for the Rockies as the middle infield trying to keep Geisinger close as the first offering to Jonas is laced in the air, but right at the left fielder, Wyatt Soderquist. Jonas wasn't waiting around, Kurt, but he was all over that ball and right at Soderquist for out number two.
Well, you said it. He wasn't wasting any time. He definitely went right at that one. Unfortunately, he hit it right at the guy. He hits that one 10 feet one way or another. That's going to drop in there. And with Tyler Geisler's speed at second base, he would have been able to score. Unfortunately for the Springers, they got their second out instead. Excuse me, for the Rockies.
Yeah, you're getting ahead of it. It's Cold Spring Baseball weekend, but the Springers don't play till tomorrow at 1. So two away, Alex Geisinger into the batter's box as he looks at a first pitch hook right there from James Green. Isanti got their leadoff man on base and couldn't do anything after that. Cold Spring's following suit right now after the Geisinger double. One strike the count. He looks back at Geisinger at second base, does James Green, as Alex Geisinger looking to knock his brother in. Not going to do it with that swing, Kurt. As the James Green heater has got the Rockies stifled thus far.
Well, he does, and Alex has to keep up with his brother Ty because Ty came into this game with four hits, and Alex has came into it with four hits so far too, but with Ty having that leadoff double, Alex has to keep up with him here.
I know if my brother had one more hit than me in the state tournament, that's what I'd want to do. As two strikes quickly on Alex Geisinger, 0-2 pitch, just off the corner right there. Good mix. Appreciate you joining us here on KASM. Got to say what's up to the Adams family. They're listening on a pontoon on the Chain of Lakes. That's where you'd be if you weren't at a ball game right now. It's got to be a lovely evening out on the water.
It definitely would be, but it's awful lovely being here at the state baseball tournament announcing the Cold Spring Rockies.
I'm still kind of mad at Dusty from our fantasy football draft last night. We'll just leave that alone as the 0-2 offering to Geisinger. That's low. Tyler Geisinger takes off, and he overslides third base, Kurt. I think he would have been safe, but he slides past third on a stolen base attempt, and he's tagged out. He's pretty much in there if he stays on the bag, isn't he?
He definitely had that base stole, but he kind of slid around the backside of the third baseman, and by doing that, he ended up sliding over the base. He went sliding by it so far that he actually stood up, and then he had to try to get back to the base, but the third baseman easily came over and tagged him.
So the Rockies run into an out to end their threat in the first. They score no runs on the one Geisinger double. There were no Isanti errors and nobody left on base. One in the books, zero's our score. We're on to the second inning. Cold Spring Rockies State Tournament Baseball right here on KASM.
Spark a conversation today to prevent a fire tomorrow. The staff at Painesville Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, don't want to see your dreams go up in smoke. So we encourage you to talk fire safety during Fire Prevention Week. Discuss escape plans with your family and test your smoke detectors to prevent a tragedy tomorrow. You can also be prepared with insurance from Painesville Mutual. Contact an agent today at 243-7149. Plan for your future. Trust in tomorrow. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good." This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Back at Yankee Stadium for the top of the second inning, Blaze Hoagie steps into the left-handed batter's box as he looks at a first-pitch ball from Hennin. This will be the third left-handed hitter out of the first five for the Isanti Redbirds. It'll be Hoagie, Nick Hoffman, and Brent Tholen due up for Isanti as this pitch is fouled away. Evens our count up at 1-1. These guys play in that, is it the Rum River League or the Eastern Mini League over there, Kurt? They got like Quamba and Now Then and St. Francis and Mora.
I believe that's called the Eastern Mini League right now, but I'm not positive on that, Kirby.
1-1 pitch to Hoagie is fouled at home plate as the count moves to 1-2. As 1-2 the count to the big first baseman from Isanti. Hennin gets a fresh baseball after the foul ball. Lefty comes right back. His 1-2 pitch is just off the corner. Kaltoff popped up, ready to fire a strike to the chest of Jonas at third for an around the horn, but no love from the plate dump as moves our count to 2-2. You got a better view than I, just a tad outside.
It was just a tad outside, but Calvin tried selling it, but he probably did it a little too quick.
2-2 pitch. That's hit on the ground towards short. Big second hop to New. He fields at the belt, throws across the diamond in time, 6-3, to retire Blaze Hoagie. And now this will be no offense to Alex Geislinger, who played short last week in place of Jordan New, Kurt Hemish, but the Rockies are just a better infield with number two at shortstop.
Well, they are. He's a little quicker. He covers a little bit more ground over there, and he always seems to field those balls on the right hop, like that one there. He actually came up a step, and then he stayed right there so he could field it on the nice hop and then just makes a nice throw over to first baseman Austin Duffner.
Brings Nick Hoffman to the plate. He's the catcher for the Redbirds. As the first offering from Hennin, that is missing low for a ball. I believe this is a first that I've seen thus far in the state tournament. Kirk, this guy has the see the MLB guys with that kind of turtleneck face mask that they wear, and this guy's got one of those on. He'll maybe put on as this ball laced into right field. Diving in right is Brady Lynn. They say he trapped the ball in right field. The base umpire was right on it, Kurt. He was about 30 feet away from that, so a solid knock right there from Nick Hoffman. I thought from if you could ump the game from here, I'd say that Brady would have caught the ball.
Well, I'm just saying the way that looks from here, I would have said it definitely did trap it. It came in right between there on that there. He made a heck of an effort to go dive at that play there, but he came up just a shade short with it. And the umpire, like you said, was 30 feet away to make that call. Like, unfortunately for the Rockies, they didn't get that diving catch they were hoping to get there.
Lynn took a chance, and he did end up keeping the ball in front of him as another single to right by a right-handed hitter for Isanti. As many in, they've had two in as many innings, as that brings Brent Tholen to the plate, who looks at a first-pitch ball from Ryan Hennin. Winner of this one's going to play at 3 o'clock on Sunday over in Springfield as the 1-0 pitch that's missing high as Hennin falls behind Brent Tholen. Who they get the winner of?
The winner of this game will play the winner of tomorrow's 3 o'clock game between Prior Lake and Bemidji.
As the 2-0 pitch, daddy hack right there from Nick Hoffman. He comes up empty, moves our count to 2-1. Duffner obviously holding on. Nick Hoffman at first base. He keeps the face mask down while he's on the pads. As Hennin a soft throw over. Nice crowd down the right field line here. Kurt's grandstand's got some room to rumble, but the right field line, Cold Spring well represented over there.
Well, the Rocky faithful, they're kind of sitting down the right field line beyond the dugout, so you don't have to look through the netting.
2-1 pitch. That's swung on and missed by Brent Tholen as Hennon battles back. Even our count up at 2-2. Bounce out to short and a single. We're tied at zero here in the top of the second inning. Isanti and Cold Spring. Third round action of the State Amateur Baseball Tournament, 97th edition of it. As the 2-2 pitch cut on and missed, and Tholen's out on strikes for out number two and strikeout number three for Ryan Hennon.
Well, just like Ryan Hennon did in the first inning when he got a guy on, he seems like once he gets two strikes on that guy, he has a little extra gear that he comes by and he throws that fastball right by him, Kirby.
Does appear that he does juice up a little bit, as that'll bring eighth hitter Mitch Dunbar to the plate. As Dunbar get his first look at Hennon here as a strike right down the middle. Hennon quickly getting ahead of Dunbar. As one strike the count. The lefty set looks over at first. The one strike pitch that's on there and a quick job by Hennon getting ahead of Dunbar. He's ahead at 0-2. Ryan looking to get the rock shot back into the dugout as he gets two quick strikes right here. Looks over, and he'll throw over to first base. Keeps close tabs on those runners, Kurt. He's not going to let anybody take a free one on him.
He seems to be throwing over to first a little more tonight than usual, but like you said, he doesn't want to give up a free one.
As the two-strike pitch is fouled up the first baseline, we'll do the 0-2 over again.
I see now the catcher going back to first base. He does end up putting his mask on now as he does go back to the base. And he is actually the second guy we've seen, the second baseman for Sartell in that regional championship game. He always wore a mask while he was playing that day too.
Ryan Hennon came in leading the state tournament in strikeouts, and he's got three more. He's got three more here thus far, missing high with his 0-2 delivery. He's ahead of some illustrious company, ahead of Brody Rodning, the Toronto Blue Jays prospect from Gaylord. 1-2 with two away. Lefty set, comes home. That pitch is fouled at home plate, and we'll do the 1-2 over again. Ninth hitter Tristan Zimprick on deck for the Isanti Redbirds. The Redbirds with black jerseys. They wear red socks and red undershirts, but black tops, white pants. Hennon set his 1-2 pitch. That is fouled at home plate once again as Dunbar doing a nice job of staying tough in there. Sun has all but set here in Milroy during infield and outfield. It was setting kind of right down the right field line. Kelvin Kaltoff had a tough time fielding some balls during infield outfield from Austin Duffner. Hennon's going to throw over again right here, and back safely is the runner, Nick Hoffman. 1-2 with two away. Single to right is the only base runner for Isanti here in the second inning. As Hennon set, battle with him and Dunbar, looking to put a bow on it as a soft tapper right back to Hennon. He'll field, take three steps, underhand flip to Duffner at first, and that retires Dunbar, and that retires Isanti in the second. No runs, one hit, no errors, one runner left on base, just like last inning for Isanti. Inning and a half in the books, it is 0-0 our score between Cold Spring and Isanti. You're listening to the 97th edition of the State Amateur Baseball Tournament. We're here in Milroy, and we're on to the bottom of the second inning coming up in 1 minute.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
The average person sees more than 5,000 ads a day. Promotional Resources will help you stand out from the clutter. If you've been thinking about new pens or mugs or shirts or caps, go to promotionalresourcesinc.net now and stand out from the crowd. For a limited time, get 25% off your first order by mentioning this ad.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
Hello, Dan Zimmerman here of Willenbring Dahl Woken and Zimmerman. You've heard me on Chasm before and probably noticed that we advertise during high school and amateur sporting events that Chasm broadcasts. We love it that Chasm covers these events, and we support them because these extracurricular activities show us the value of teamwork and relationships that often last a lifetime. While you think of them in sports, good teamwork and relationships are just as important in the office, and I think we've got a great crew at our law firm. If you have a legal matter that needs attention, please let our team go to work for you. Keep listening to Chasm for more details.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
We welcome you back to Yankee Stadium to the bottom of the second we go. It's 4, 5, and 6 as Alex Geisinger gets kind of a second at-bat in only one at-bat because his big brother ran into an out on the base pass in the first inning, Kurt.
Well, it looked like he had it stolen, but unfortunately he ended up sliding over third base and ends up getting tagged out. So he gets a start with zero strikes on him now after he was batting that time with two strikes on him.
So that'll bring, it'll be Geisinger, Jordan New, Colin Eskew. A little different look to the Rocky lineup as Kaltoff goes down a few spots here as the first offering to Geisinger is off the plate for a ball.
Third different lineup the Rockies have had in the state tournament so far.
Three games, three lineups. You don't have to put it in concrete as the 1-0 pitch that is fouled into the netting by Geisinger evens it up at 1-1. My brother, your son, Reese Hemish, former Rockies manager, in talking with Jordan New this week, Kurt, I think he said that Jordan lost like 8 pounds or something like that with his food poisoning bout as the 1-1 pitch bounced up to Geisinger. And you would joke he didn't have 8 pounds to lose. So what's he down to now, 90?
Well, exactly, because he's about as small as they come to begin with. And for him to go lose that, but we're just glad to see him back in the lineup because we heard on Wednesday he wasn't feeling the greatest yet. But they said today he was, and glad to see Jordan back.
2-1 offering to Geisinger that's cut on and missed. Maybe I should get food poisoning before my wedding reception next Saturday and fit back into my wedding tux.
You'll be all right, Kirby.
Okay, thanks, Dad. 2-2 the count now to the Cold Spring leadoff man here in the second as James Green ready. Right-hander gets the sign from his catcher, Hoffman. 2-2 pitch. That is in there. Strike three. He missed his spot very badly, Kurt, but the ball still went over the plate for strike.
Well, I'm not 100% sure that it went over the plate, but it must have caught just enough in the umpire's mind. Alex Geisinger didn't like it either. It definitely was just off on the inside part of it. When the catcher's sitting up on the outside part and he goes and throws it over the inside part of the plate, you're generally not going to get that call, but he did there.
So that brings Jordan New to the plate. Third Rocky lefty to bat here. As Newsy squares to bunt, he puts a bunt right at the third baseman, Logan Callis. Callis fields, throws up the line in time. Nice play right there to retire New, and two quick outs for Cold Spring in the second.
Well, Jordan ended up bunting that ball a little bit too hard. He had it laid out just right how he was going to go do it because he's got great speed from the left side of the box there, but he just bunted a little bit too hard, and Callis does a nice job in coming in and fielding that and throws a strike to first base.
So two quick ones, and Colin Eskew into the batter's box. His insertion into the lineup last week in the 9-hole was a nice little pickup and good second leadoff hitter for Cold Spring last Saturday, Kurt.
Well, it was. He ended up having two hits that day, and one of them being a triple, and I believe he got on a third time, too. It was either a walk or an error or something.
First pitch, a strike. Second pitch, missing.
It was. He did have two hits and one walk last week to be on base three times. To get added into the lineup and get on base three times for your number 9 hitter was a big plus for the Rockies that day.
James Green looking to retire the Rockies in order as Eskew swings through that 1-1 pitch. The 2020 Recori grad. You see guys like him. You see the guy batting or in the hole and the 9 hitter as well as the 1-2 pitch in there. Strike three. Eskew goes down looking for out number 3. Two punch outs this inning for James Green as he's starting to paint a little bit and the Rockies go in order in the second. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. Goose eggs across the board through 2. It is 0-0. We're on to the third coming up in 1 minute. Appreciate you joining us right here on KASM.
For over 60 years, you have come to depend on AM 1150 KASM Albany. Now on FM 105.5 HD2 KDDG Albany. And 24 hours a day on KASM Albany at FM 107.7. If you're not eating fresh, you're not eating Subway. Visit Subway Cold Spring for fresh, fit choices. Salads, a breakfast menu, 6-inch subs, footlongs, and fresh fit for the kids too, including a mini sub, apples, and a drink. Planning a party? Let Subway Cold Spring put a party platter together that will satisfy everyone's taste buds. Subway Cold Spring. Stop by and give us a try, or call us and we'll have it ready to go. Phone 685-8789. Proud to be a favorite food of the Cold Spring Rockies. With love for architecture and a passion for woodworking, Westwind Woodworkers of Cold Spring puts design and craftsmanship into every cabinet they build. From the very basic to elaborate, cabinets are built for new homes, remodeled and restoration projects, and commercial construction projects. Westwind Woodworkers cabinets are handcrafted to the highest standard, yet personalized with your unique style in mind. For cabinets that say wow, call 685-4313 or visit them online at westwindwoodworkers.com. Good luck to the Cold Spring area amateur baseball teams in the state tournament from Westwind Woodworkers in Cold Spring.
We welcome you back to Yankee Stadium in Milroy, 912 for Isanti, as it'll be Tristan Zimprick, the first or the last of the Redbirds to see Ryan Hennen, as he has now seen him. Looks at a first pitch ball inside on a changeup from Hennen. It'll be then the lineup flipping back over Jeff Bowman and Joe Tucholsky for Isanti. Zero's our score as we join you in the third inning as the 1-0 offering from Hennen missing down and away. Ryan falling behind a little bit thus far here this evening. Not quite that that craftsman that we've seen the first 2 weeks, Kurt.
He definitely is not throwing that first pitch strike like we got accustomed to in those first couple games.
As the 2-0 pitch, that's on the corner for a strike. Moving the count to 2-1. Kurt, you noticed in between innings, or you had the observation that zone's a little big and it might be advantageous for Green and Hennen thus far tonight, as the 2-1 pitch just missing on the inside corner right there with a two-seamer from Hennen moves our count to 3-1.
What's funny, after you just get done saying that, he ends up painting the corner just like Green did in the bottom of the second inning, but unfortunately, Ryan Hennen did not get that call.
3-1 pitch, swung on and missed, and a big swing and a miss right there from Tristan Zimprick. Emptied the cleats a little bit, fills it up at 3-2. 3-2 the count. We got some rabbit ears behind the plate, Kurt. Is he warning the Rocky dugout?
I don't think it was a dugout. I think it's some fans in the stands down there, and I'm not even sure that those are Rocky fans down there because I don't recognize who they are down there.
3-2 pitch is lifted into short right center field. Geislinger coming on. Tyler will call in front of Brady Lynn and make the catch for out number one.
Just like we've seen Tyler Geislinger do many times, he always looks like he's playing a little shallow in center field because he's got so much speed to make up for it. On that one there, by playing shallow, he goes and ends up catching that ball about 15 feet behind the second baseman, does a nice job of reading it right off the bat.
Back to the top of the order, and Jeff Bowman into the batter's box. Started our game with a single back in the first inning. As Hennen's first offering is fouled into the netting, Bowman's not waiting around, Kurt. He's ready to hit when he's in there.
Well, it was his first time up, too. He ended up falling a few off before he ended up getting that single, and he went right at Ryan this time.
Jason Hemish saying hello to us via text message. Jay Skins, hope you're having a nice evening. He says he likes listening to two Hemishes on KASM. I don't know if everybody would agree with that, but I know Jason does, as the one-strike pitch missing for a ball evens us up at 1-1 to Jeff Bowman. Bowman to be followed by Joe Tucholsky for Isanti here in the third, as the 1-1 pitch is cut on and missed. Nasty off-speed right there from Hennen. Moves our count to 1-2. 1-2 the count to the Redbird second baseman. Still looking for our game's first score. As Hennen gets the sign from Calvin Kaltoff, 1-2 pitch. Gasses up and misses upstairs. Moving our count to 2-2. There's the fried onions. I know Randy and Donnie have sat here. I'm sure they've salivated over those fried onions before. As the 2-2 pitch, that's lifted in the air for Brady Lynn. A few steps over towards the line, and Brady makes the catch for out number two. Not quite at dusk yet, Kurt. Maybe next inning it might be a little tougher, but still not ideal fielding conditions under the lights right now.
It definitely wasn't, but looked like Brady had a good read on that all the way, because it almost looked like it was going to be one of those little Texas leaguers. But I noticed right now that Tyler and Brady definitely aren't playing as deep as you generally would, so that's why they were able to come in and make both of those catches.
So two quick ones for Hennen as he starts Joe Tucholsky with a fastball on the outside corner for strike one. Tucholsky was Hennen's first of three strikeout victims through his first time through the batting order. As the lefty comes right back, his one-strike offering to Tucholsky. That off-speed pitch missing high, now 1-1. A little family connection with this guy, Kurt. He works with your wife.
Yes, he does.
So mom will be giving this guy some grief come Tuesday as the 1-1 pitch. That's hit on the ground towards second. Alex Geislinger fields a nice third hop. flips over to first baseman Austin Duffner, and Hendon retires the Redbirds in order here in the third. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. 2.5 zeros the score. We're back in 1 minute. You're listening to Class C State Amateur Baseball Tournament on your Friday evening right here on Chasm Radio.
Did you know that the average human will sleep for a total of 26 years? Plus, we'll spend another 7 years of our lives just trying to fall asleep. In addition to sleeping, we'll put on enough miles in our lifetime to drive to the moon 3 times. If we're going to spend that much time behind the wheel, we ought to love our vehicle. Whether seating, safety, or towing capacity is your main priority, Gilliland Chevrolet has you covered. From the all-electric Bolt EV to the Chevy Silverado, and everything in between. Just thinking about your next vehicle purchase shouldn't keep you up at night. Most of our pre-owned inventory is backed by a 5-day money-back or 30-day exchange guarantee, and every new Chevrolet comes with Gilliland's lifetime powertrain warranty, so you can shop with confidence and peace of mind. A good night's sleep is one of the keys to good health, and at Gilliland Chevrolet, we're committed to helping you rest easy when it's time for your next vehicle purchase. Visit us at GillilandChevrolet.com or 3019 West Division Street, St. Cloud. Find your roads.
Bottom three we go as we welcome you back to Yankee Stadium. The flag was not moving during the national anthem, Kurt, as we see the Stars and Stripes dancing right now.
We definitely do, but at least it's not blowing straight out the left field like it was last week. It's blowing straight towards left foul territory over there.
Bottom of the third, bottom of the Rocky order goes Calvin Kaltoff, Sam Distel, Brady Lynn, as the first offering from James Green to Kaltoff is popped up wide of first. Blaze Hoagie over for a look. He started back, then takes a right turn and goes straight towards the Rocky dugout and has that ball fall off of the outside of the big boy mitt over there. Interesting route, and unable to put away is Hoagie, so new life for Kaltoff.
Well, you called it when you said an interesting route, because if he would have ran straight towards it, he probably would have been camped underneath that, but he kind of took an L-shaped run over towards that foul pop-up.
As Green right back, his one-strike pitch to Kaltoff missing up and in. Calvin got off the schneid with a couple knocks last week for Cold Spring in the state tournament, as he is in a 1-1 count. Rockies were retired in order in the second. They've only sent, this is their seventh batter to the plate in the bottom of the third inning. It's not a perfect game or a no-hitter, though, because Tyler Geislinger doubled, ended up getting thrown out at third, oversliding third base on a stolen base. Pitch in there for a strike to Kaltoff. 1-2 the count. The 1-2 pitch is softly hit by Kaltoff to Jeff Bowman at second. He flips to his first baseman, Blaze Hoagie, 4-3, and soft contact right there for out number one.
Well, unfortunately for Calvin, that ball was a little bit off the plate, but he didn't want to take a chance of getting called out like we had a few guys in the inning before. So he goes and reaches for that ball and just hits a soft grounder to the second baseman. Easy out for the Redbirds.
Brings Sam Distel to the plate. As Sammy Distel looks at his first offering from James Green, that is lifted foul. My high school baseball coach, Sam's dad, Gary Distel, sitting down right by the Rocky dugout. And, Kurt, that was basically in the area where the umpire was saying, enough, I can hear you. That's quiet. Be quiet over there. So between innings, I had to ask my buddy Gary if that was him lip-jacking the umpire, and he said, no, not me. If he's lying, you know, it was a good lie, but for the moment, it doesn't sound like it was if it was Gary. 1-1 the count now as Distel takes a ball. I wouldn't put it past him, I'll tell you that. He'd be the first to tell you.
I think he at least would have admitted it to you if he did do it, though.
As the 1-1 pitch, that is fouled at home plate by Distel, moves the count to 1-2. 1-2 the count, Brady Lynn on deck for the Rockies. They've had one base runner. He ran into an out. As we're here in the bottom of the third inning. As the right-hander James Green, he rocks and fires. That pitch to Distel missing high at 2-2. The youth movement in the Rocky lineup here. Eskew, Distel, Lynn. You get two 2020 grads and a 2021 grad in Brady Lynn. As the 2-2 pitch to Distel, just above the belt. Take of the day from Sammy D right there. Fills the count up at 3-2. 3-2 the count to the Rocky designated hitter. Both teams with a 8-hitter in the DH spot. As Green ready, His payoff pitch to Distel. That is off the plate. Two great takes right there, and Distel is aboard with a walk.
Well, you said it was a great take there. What I've noticed so far in this game, the umpire definitely likes the right side of the plate a little bit more than he does the left side of the plate.
So man on. Options for Tom Ficker as Brady Lynn into the batter's box. As one on, one out. Green working from the set as the first pitch to Lynn. And Brady, hungry, hungry hippo as he swings through that pitch that was above the letters.
Especially after you just seen Sam Distel reaching base on a walk. He was hungry up there, and he goes and swings at that one above the letters.
Rocky nine hitter right here. As Distel the lead at first. Green set at the chin. 1-1 pitch. That's cut on and missed by Lynn as well, as Heater's a little too tough for him at the moment. Brady's in a hole at 0-2. 0-2 the count. Looking to turn the lineup over to Tyler Geislinger, who's in the on-deck circle for Cold Spring. As Green gets the sign from his catcher, Nick Hoffman. Right-hander set. He stands tall on that mound as the 0-2 pitch. Cut on and missed. Good morning, good afternoon, good night with the Heater. As Brady Lynn's died of fastballs sets him down on three straight pitches.
Well, just like we noticed with Ryan Hinton, when he gets two strikes on a hitter, he seems like he has a little bit extra on that strike three. He definitely did that because he definitely snapped the mitt on strike three to Brady Lynn right there as Brady swung right through it.
So the lineup turns over and Tyler Geislinger into the batter's box, doubled to right center field his first time up as Green's first offering to Geislinger, missing for a ball. 1-0 the count. Center fielder Tristan Zimprek playing awfully deep, Kurt Hamish.
He's playing a lot deeper than he did the first at-bat to Tyler Geislinger.
As Green looking in, getting the sign from his catcher, Nick Hoffman. As we'll get time not awarded at home plate, and the pitch missing for a ball anyway. As moving our count to 2-0. Austin Duffner and his big bat on deck for Cold Spring. Two away for the Rock Shop. They got a walk on board as Distel is at first base. The 2-0 pitch to Geislinger that's fouled to the backstop. That got through the netting and drops into the grandstand. Moves our count to 2-1. As 2-1 to the Rocky center fielder. Scoreless game thus far as we're here in the bottom of the third inning. James Green. Right-hander set right at the chin once again. His 2-1 pitch, that's hit on the ground towards first. Big candy hop to Blaze Hoagie. He fields. He walks over to first base for out number three. Cold Spring gets a one-out walk from Sam Distel and does nothing. Win it. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. Three complete. Zero still reads on the scoreboard. On to the fourth, coming up in 1 minute. You're listening to State Tournament Baseball at mykasm.com and Chasm Radio.
The Rambo brand reads, we're in the business of making you look good. This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London.
For your next construction, remodeling, or cleanup project, call Tom Kramer Incorporated for all your roll-off container needs. Tom Kramer Incorporated takes pride in offering Central Minnesota residents prompt, professional, and competitively priced roll-off services. With over 600 containers and two locations in Cold Spring and Glenwood, there's a container for every size job. Call today and have a roll-off delivered at 320-685-8226. Tom Kramer Incorporated, serving Minnesota residents since 1938. Good luck to the Central Minnesota teams in the 2020 State Amateur Baseball Tournament.